Temple Talks Malta.
Episode 25. Temple Talks to Victor Borge, Executive Chef of Undergrain and now Undergrain Under the Stars.
This podcast is produced and hosted by the Temple Magazine team. I'm Mark Mason.
And I'm Susanna Hornby.
Welcome back to another Temple Talks Malta episode. Today we are really pleased because he's a busy man, but he's here. His name is Victor Borge and he is a super chef in Malta. Hello, Victor. How are you?
Hi. Hello, how are you? I'm fine. And you?
Yeah, no, we're absolutely fine. Pleased to be talking to you. Great news. You're reopening.
Yes, thanks. We're finally reopening after 2 months and a half. I mean, these were, I would say, the toughest 2 months and a half in my career. Mm. I've been 30 years in the industry. Mm-hmm. But finally, I mean, let's put it all behind us and let's be positive. And finally, 10 days time, we will be opening again. Mm. It's a new opening, you know. Mm. We had to start from all over again, basically. Mm.
Yes, I should imagine, particularly with the concept and the way that your Undergrain is so beautifully laid out as it is down in the basement there. It's much different now. Yeah. You're going upstairs. It's a whole different experience in a way.
Exactly. Mm. Basically, what we're doing is it will be the same concept. Mm-hmm. So it will be refined dining. Mm-hmm. Main thing, we're just moving upstairs to the roof. So the venue is different, but it's amazing. You know, I mean, there's such beautiful views of the harbour. You need spot in the city, you know, basically. Mm.
Let's talk about that more in a minute, but congratulations. I'm sure you haven't heard it enough because had to be closed down. Well, not closed down, but sleeping, as you put it. I love that. Really massive congratulations on your Michelin star, and finally we get to celebrate.
Thank you very much. No, basically, it was a surprise for us, of course, because we've just have been open 5 months, and it's not quite the norm for Michelin to award restaurants after only 5 months. It's very rare. Mm-hmm. You know, normally restaurants, they get awarded after 2 or 3 because, you know, Michelin, they seek for consistency. Mm-hmm. So basically, we were surprised, you know, I mean, after only 5 months that we have just opened Undergrain, you've been awarded a star. I mean, it's a very prestigious award. I mean, it's a long life dream for me.
Yeah.
I've worked in and trained in Michelin star restaurant. Mm. So it's a dream of a chef to win a star. It came, you know, it was the first time that the Michelin came to Malta and we were one of the 3 restaurants that we won a star. So basically, we were all over the moon. But of course, we just 3 weeks and then we had to close down basically. It was a bit sad, you know. I mean, it was sad, but we were thrilled though. I mean, it's the highest recognition you can get in gastronomy. So basically, it's very rare. It's not just rare in Malta, it's rare all over the world. There are Michelin goes to 32 countries and there is only 3,000 restaurants that are awarded a star. So basically, that's rare, you know.
Yeah, it is.
When you compare that, New York has 50,000 restaurants and Paris, there is 40,000 restaurants. So imagine if you're not just one of the best, I would say, in the island. I mean, you're one of the best in the world. No?
Yeah, incredible.
It's we have a different, a big responsibility, a more difficult job. Mm-hmm. Keep up the Michelin, because of course, Michelin, as you know, you just win it for a year and then you have to retain it. So basically, consistency and just the standards, they can take it away from you. So
of course,
we are very happy. You know, I mean, we couldn't believe it. You know, I mean, that's it.
I think all of Malta was celebrating the stars and all the other accolades as well. It's just massive for little.
It's healthy as well. For Malta, it's very healthy, you know. We can attract high-end tourists, you know, foodies, that they will come for this type of restaurants. And I'm sure in the future, we'll have more, you know, we'll have more restaurants.
Gosh, yes, cross fingers that we do. What makes Undergrain so special, Victor?
To win a Michelin star, it's not just about the food, you know. Okay, the food is the major part. I would say it's 70%, but it has to be everything. I mean, it's from the service, the food, the ambience, of course, the experience. Mm. That's what I would like to call it, experience. So from the when you get greeted until you leave the restaurant, everything has to be perfect. There has to get a Michelin star, in general, there has to be a lot of attention to detail.
Of course,
all these things, all these little bits, you know?
Yeah.
So in Undergrain, that's what we try to achieve, even the way we present, to give you a small example, our bill, you know? It's not it's not the norm, you know? There is a bit of flair, you know? So this that makes your dining experience more interesting, different, that you will not find anywhere else, you know?
Mm. And that is very much the case. Can you take us back to the beginning, Victor? What made you fall in love with cooking?
It's been a long way. I was when I was 15, I knew exactly what I really wanted to do. So I knew that I wanted to be a chef. I wanted to push myself and learn with the best to achieve the highest I can in my profession, to have my own restaurant, to be the executive chef in 5-star hotels. And so I put my head down when I was younger. So I was very focused. Still, of course, I am. You have to be in this job and very dedicated and passionate. enjoying it, you know. Mm. For me, it's not a job, you know, it's a way of living. Mm. I always say it's a way of living. Mm. So basically, when I was 15, started working in local five-star hotels at that time. Mm-hmm. Then I went a two-year course in food and beverage, diploma in food and beverage at ITS. Mm-hmm. After that, then I traveled, which at that time was very difficult because Malta was not in the EU. Mm-hmm. So you need to fix the work permit, you have to wait. Mm-hmm. So I went to countries like, I went to London working with Gordon Ramsay at that time.
Wow.
In his first restaurant, Aubergine, it was a 2 Michelin star. Mm-hmm. I was in Switzerland, in Bellevue Palace, Bern. It's a hotel, it's a 5-star hotel, leading hotels of the world. Then I went as well to work in Oslo, in Norway, in a restaurant called Bagatelle, used to have 2 stars, was the only 2-star in Norway at the time. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was from a very young age, I would say at around 17, I started competing in cooking competitions, locally first. And then, of course, I was called with the junior national team and competed abroad as well in many countries. WEX, you know, WEX is World Association of Chef Society. It's mm-hmm. the FIFA, like the FIFA of football, yes? So the best competitions. And I've competed 15 consecutive years, which is not a joke because, of course, you need to have your full time, you need to practice. So every year we used to go abroad, competing in countries like Ireland, Scotland, Norway, Luxembourg, Germany, Russia. So all over, you know, all over. Mm. And the last 8 years, I was the national team captain. Mm-hmm. And I won abroad, in Malta, I won everything. but abroad, I won 2 gold medals, WEX standards. So it's very, very recognized, highly recognized, the best mm-hmm. you can achieve at team level. So, and then, of course, you meet people. Of course, you exchange ideas, meet a lot of chefs, you know. Yeah. And that's how you learn. That's how you develop your knowledge and the rest, you know. Mm.
Did when you were in London, obviously you worked. You said you worked with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Did you meet him?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
No. At that time, Gordon was not famous like he is today.
No,
he was not a celebrity. He was still building up his name. Mm. So he was every day with us in the kitchen from morning till evening. Mm-hmm. So it was his first restaurant. He was just doing his name. He just won his 2nd star when I was there. Mm-hmm. So believe me, I mean, he is worse than you see on the TV. So basically, yes, of course.
I was going to ask you that.
yeah, worse than that. No, he is a very good chef. He's a perfectionist. Mm. There was no second best.
No.
You know, I mean, it was very stressful, very hard. I used to work from 7 o'clock in the morning till 1 in the other day, just stop half an hour in the afternoon just to eat because we were fully booked for lunch, fully booked for dinner. Mm-hmm. And that standard, you know.
Yeah.
So basically, it was very tough. But I've learned a lot. And of course, when even not just cooking-wise, as a person, you know, you mm-hmm. build up your character. Mm. Because I always say, if I made it there, I will make it anywhere in the world, anywhere. Kitchens, in general, are tough, you know, disciplined and tough. Mm. Even in Switzerland, they are very disciplined. Still not like it was at Gordon. I mean, it was a very tough kitchen.
What a way to start a career for you.
Yes. After, just to tell you this, and we stop about it. After 3 days, I called my father. I was only 20 or 21. I called my father. I said, listen, Dad, can you pay the ticket? I want to come back to Malta. I said, why? You know, what are you? He told me at the time, you know, I was waiting 9 months to go, you know, waiting for the permit to go. Mm. Because I met Gordon. When I met Gordon, I met him at a competition in London, at Hotel Olympia in London. This is a very renowned competition.
Yes.
And he was there. He was looking. There was Chef of the Year, National Chef of the Year of England. Mm-hmm. And Gordon won it two years before. And he was looking at the plates, you know. And I was there. And I saw the guy, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, this is Gordon Ramsay. I just saw him before, maybe on magazines at the time. Because we didn't have internet at the time.
We did
didn't exist. Mm. Exactly. So basically, I made the courage to speak to him because I was saying, oh my, if I speak to him, maybe, you know, he will let me down or, you know. So, but I managed to speak to him and that's how I got the contact. And of course, we exchanged, of course, with at the time, we sent the CV with a letter. Mm-hmm. That's how it started, basically. That's how I met.
Yeah. And you called your dad after 3 days, you were saying.
Yes. And I told him, listen, can you buy me a ticket? I want to come back to Malta because I can't stay here. This guy is nuts, you know. he starts shouting from 9 o'clock in the morning. Till in the evening, I mean, whatever you do, you know. And so he told me, but now come on, you know, like told me, what's he going to do? He's not going to kill you, you know. And just now you're there, you know. I mean, you've been waiting for this. It's for your own good. Just stick to it, you know.
Yeah.
Try to do your best. And that's what I did, basically, you know. That's what I did. And I survived, finally. Yeah. Because I even chefs coming and going every day, huh? They run away, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they say if you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen, don't they? But you went with it. And thank goodness you did, because we've got you here now and you are a Michelin star chef yourself. In the last 8 years, you've been, as you said, working in Malta again. And how long have you been at Undergrain?
No, I've been in Undergrain from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So basically, we've opened the hotel, Roselli. Mm-hmm. And first we have two restaurants here. We opened Grain Street. Grain Street, it's more a casual restaurant, you know, it's a bistro.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
It's a different concept. I like to call it a restaurant without rules. So basically, even the menu, it's different. It's not the classic menu, you know, starter, mm-hmm. main, and dessert.
Mm-hmm.
You have the snack section, you have the charcuterie, and then the plates. So basically, you can design your own menu. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have a two-course meal, you can have one plate, mm-hmm. whatever you like. And all the dishes are created to be shared. So they're a bit smaller. Mm-hmm. In portion-wise, you know, I mean, than the norm. Mm-hmm. But you can share everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And even the wine list. The wine list has only 20 bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all the bottles, you can take it and buy the glass.
Mm.
So it's quite new for Malta, you know. And yes, and of course, we change the wines as well by the season, like we do with the menu, basically.
Sure.
You need to plan everything. It was, of course, we started here from the beginning. There was no kitchen, no nothing.
Mm.
Buy all the plates and all the cutlery, all the glasses, you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Setting up a restaurant, not one, but two. So very busy.
Very busy and quite a challenge. Let's talk about Undergrain now. Well, as you said, you're not reopening. You're sort of reinventing, if you like, for the moment. When exactly is it opening?
Yes, basically, we would like to call it Undergrain Under the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
We will be moving on the roof,
mm-hmm.
And it will open on the 5th of June. So it's in 9 days' time, I would mm-hmm. say. So not this Friday, coming the Friday after.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, for the time being, we'll be opening just Friday and Saturdays
mm-hmm.
for dinner only. Of course, I've been working with my team and for the last 2 months, so I have created a new menu.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to serve an a la carte menu. We're going to have even a tasting menu as well. So
interesting. Very interesting.
We just introduced the tasting menu. It's for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Before we were not doing a tasting menu. We were doing just a la carte. So basically, it's a very nice venue. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's on the roof. We have very nice views. It's completely new.
Mm-hmm.
The tables are very well spaced. Mm-hmm. You know, we have only 13 tables, so the space is limited. Mm-hmm. Maximum 40 covers. It depends how the tables come, you know, twos or fours. So it can even go down to 26.
Mm.
Minimum 26, maximum 40.
Mm.
But it's you have to see it.
Yes. Well, we're going to come, definitely. How can we not?
Good to hear that.
Your views are stunning. It'll be beautiful up there. You guys are stellar at making such a beautiful ambience. Now, you're not going to talk about what you're putting on the menu, are you?
I think we better leave it as a secret for now. Because
okay.
I would like the clients to come over and experience for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a clue to your taster menu? I mean, what can someone expect from that?
No, it's a six-course meal.
Mm-hmm.
You can take the menu, the food tasting menu,
mm-hmm.
or even you can pair it with wines as well.
Super.
That we chose as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the client.
Sure.
Of course, the tasting menu has to be taken by the whole table to be more efficient and to give them better service like mm-hmm. that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because even imagine having a tasting menu and the partner takes the a la carte. So there's mm-hmm. going to be times that he will be staring at the partner eating and, you know, because it's a six course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I mean, we just kept only two dishes from the last menu,
mm-hmm.
which is a starter of tartare of sea bass with oyster chantilly,
mm.
pickled white radish and dill oil. That's the starter just that we kept.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my signature dish, the baked white chocolate cheesecake.
Oh, thank
that
goodness.
We kept. Only those two dishes. All the rest of the dishes are new.
Exciting.
Some interesting ones as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And now we are preparing. Every day we have training with staff, you know, about different things, about wines, about cocktails, about food, about and tastings and damerans. So we're very busy, very busy. Something else that I would like to add, under the stars, that of course during the day we will be even giving service, but on request, that who wants to come on the roof and spend the day there, we'll be having some services up there as well, you know. So, but of course by request.
Right,
so who wants to have a private place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have even a pool up there to relax. We will be opening from the 7th of June.
Lovely.
And even they can have a light lunch as well, with a different menu from the dinner one. But it's a very nice place, you know, for and we only accept very, very few people. I mean, not more than 10.
No, wonderful. What a lovely experience, honestly.
Not more than 10. So it will be exclusive. It will be exclusive, private. It's very nice. I mean, it's unique, I think.
Superb. So how do we book a table with you, Victor?
It's either by going through Table Inn. I mean, if you go to our website, there is all the information.
Lovely.
It's either you go through Table Inn, or basically you can call as well.
Super.
But on the website, there is all the information.
Yeah. And just to reiterate, your opening...
We're opening Friday and Saturday, dinners only.
Lovely. Okay.
But the day on the roof, it will be opened on request whenever they request to come.
Lovely. So excited and so pleased. And so many congratulations
Thank you very much,
Victor, and your team.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Thanks a lot. Yes, definitely. It's a team effort. Yes.
And we look forward to coming to eat some of those delicious dishes and meeting you and seeing you.
Looking forward to see you. It would be our pleasure. It would be our pleasure to host you.
Thank you very much. Take care and good luck
with the
opening. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
For more information, please visit grain.mt. You've been listening to the Temple Magazine podcast. Find us on Facebook or visit us at templemagazines.com.
And here's our disclaimer.
Temple Magazine will not be held responsible for any omissions or errors in its podcasts.
Temple's podcasts are produced purely for entertainment purposes. Views and opinions are that of our own or that of our guests.
Thank you to Airport Impressions for the use of their song Berlin, as used at the beginning of this podcast.